This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Optimizing your cow's eating behavior, our topic today on our Producer Tuesday with Trevor DeVries, Canada Research Chair in Dairy Cattle Behavior and Welfare and Professor at the Ontario Agricultural College of the Department of Animal Biosciences. Speaking on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal, echoing what a lot of dairy farmers are concerned about these days, higher feed prices.
It's not only important what we feed to cows at the end of the day that dictates success, but how they consume that feed. And as just relayed to the inflation that we're seeing within our current economy, particularly on the feed side of things, makes it even more important that we get every last bit of nutrients out of those feeds, so to speak. And so anything that we can do to take advantage of what we're already doing, growing good crops, putting together good diets, and then making sure that those animals get the best value out of that is really what I think we need to be focused on. And so that's where the how of the cow, so what the cow actually does with that feed is really what's most important for us. And why do we care about this? These things dictate success. And at the core root, I think, and where my interest has always been is that the fact that for a cow to, say, change how much food she eats, that has to be actually dictated by her feeding behavior.
Comments from Trevor DeVries on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal, who says there's obviously a lot of things that influence health and production in cows, but simply the level of consumption is one of the biggest limiting factors.
Anything that we can do to promote feed consumption in cattle, particularly at those kind of critical time periods, like a fresh cow and that cow reaching her peak lactation, those are time periods where we want to do everything in our power to make sure that the cow's not limited and she's meeting her potential. And so one of those aspects is simply just the eating behavior of the cow, because the intake level of the cow, the dry matter intake level, is really a function of other aspects of the way that that cow eats. How many meals she has per day, how big are those meals, how much time does she spend eating, how fast she eats, the intake level of the cow, so how much she eats is really a function of these things. So if you want a cow to eat more food, she has to have more meals per day, or she has to have bigger meals, or some combination. It's not a simple answer, but when we look at high production cows, high intake cows, those are the ones that are spending the most time at the feed bunk per day. They're getting up, they're having many meals, they're spending enough time there so that they can maximize their feed consumption. That's important for us to think about, because whether that's because of the diet itself or the management of the barn, the stocking density, all those kind of things, which may have or influence the ability of those cows to express these feeding behaviors. We want that cow to eat, as we were just saying, in small meals frequently, doing that consistently throughout the day, because at the end of the day, that's not only going to drive intake, but it's going to then also drive rumen health, and even probably more important is the efficiency of that rumen as well. And so we can actually gain more feed value by having those cows eat kind of in that good manner. Having feed available, trying to think about when cows are stimulated to eat, thinking about crowding situations and minimizing crowding, particularly for our most vulnerable animals, our close-up animals, our fresh animals. These things are even more important for in terms of ensuring kind of success during those time periods.
And that's Dr. Trevor DeVries, Canada Research Chair in Dairy Cattle Behavior and Welfare and Professor at the Ontario Agricultural College of the Department of Animal Biosciences. Those were comments from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal you can hear at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. USDA has announced that they'll have secretarial briefing reports via live stream.
Our prospective plantings, which comes up at noon, we'll brief that on 12:05 on the 31st.
Plus the monthly USDA crop production report and the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate report. Plus,
we'll be releasing a report on local foods, agriculture that's being marketed directly and locally. That'll take place in late April. We have another report on organics.
That's Joe Parsons of the National Agricultural Statistics Service. A schedule of live stream events listed at nass.usda.gov. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.